narrated Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, regarding Sa'd bin Mu'adh, may Allah be pleased with him. Sa'd bin Abi Mu'adh was an intimate friend of Umayyah bin Khalaf, and whenever Umayyah passed through Al-Madina, he used to stay with Sa'd, and whenever Sa'd went to Mecca, he used to stay with Umayyah. When Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, arrived at Al-Madina, Sa'd went to perform Umrah and stayed at Umayyah's home in Mecca. He said to Umayyah, "Tell me of a time when the mosque is empty, so that I may be able to perform tawaf around the Kaaba." So Umayyah went with him about midday. Abu Jahl met them and said, "O Abu Safwan, who is this man accompanying you?" He said, "He is Sa'd." Abu Jahl addressed Sa'd, saying, "I see you wandering about safely in Mecca in spite of the fact that you have given shelter to the people who have changed their religion, that is, became Muslims, and have claimed that you will help them and support them. By Allah, if you were not in the company of Abu Safwan, you would not have gone to your family safe and sound." Sa'd, raising his voice, said to him, "By Allah, if you should stop me from doing this, that is, performing tawaf, I would certainly prevent you from something which is more valuable for you, that is, your passage through Al-Madina." On this, Umayyah said to him, "O Sa'd, do not raise your voice before Abu al-Hakam, the chief of the people of the valley of Mecca." Sa'd said, "O Umayyah, stop that. By Allah, I have heard Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, predicting that they, that is, Muslims, will kill you." Umayyah asked, "In Mecca?" Sa'd said, "I do not know." Umayyah was greatly scared by that news. When Umayyah returned to his family, he said to his wife, "O Safwan, don't you know what Sa'd told me?" She said, "What has he told you?" He replied, "He claims that Muhammad, peace be upon him, has informed them, that is, his companions, that they will kill me." I asked him, "In Mecca?" He replied, "I do not know." Then Umayyah added, "By Allah, I will never go out of Mecca." But when the day of the Ghazwa of Badr came, Abu Jahl called the people to war, saying, "Go and protect your caravan." But Umayyah disliked to go out of Mecca. Abu Jahl came to him and said, "O Abu Safwan, if the people see you staying behind, though you are the chief of the people of the valley, then they will remain behind with you." Abu Jahl kept on urging him to go until he, that is Umayyah, said, "As you have forced me to change my mind, by Allah, I will buy the best camel in Mecca." Then Umayyah said to his wife, "O Safwan, prepare what I need for the journey." She said to him, "O Abu Safwan, have you forgotten what your Yathrabi brother told you?" He said, "No, but I do not want to go with them but for a short distance." So when Umayyah went out, he used to tie his camel wherever he camped. He kept on doing that till Allah killed him, caused him to be killed at Badr.